Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling, the wrestling podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. And this week is no different. We are gearing up. I'm pumped up. I was going to say I'm excited, which is straight up something I stole from my guest this week. Let's just introduce him because I mentioned him. We got a hilarious comedian, writer, Eric Scott. Hello,
DB. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Yeah. What did you steal from me?
Just going like I'm excited.
Oh, that's from, oh yeah.
So yeah. So
yeah, I do that. Yeah,
you do that. Yeah. So the way we were introduced to each other originally was you were a connection of comedy and wrestling. So you were the announcer for UCBW.
I was. In UCB New York.
Right.
I was T.T. Billingsworth, which was kind of like a Jerry Lawler. Lawler.
Yeah, Jerry
Lawler. Type. Even more excited. Wear a headband, eye paint, would show up, get drunk, and yell about wrestlers.
Yeah, I think it's one of the funniest things still to me at UCB ever. That character is amazing.
It was the most fun. I mean, it's so fun. And most Thursday nights, I'd be like, I don't want to go across the street. I lived across the street. I don't want to get out of my bed and go across the street. But then I was like, oh my God, it's so fun. I get to yell on a mic about the stupidest stuff. So.
Yeah, it was you and Ben Rogers played the captain, who was basically like a JR.
Yeah, and I think I did that for 10 years.
Yeah, you did. Well, so the funny thing is that like UCB, you know, I studied improv and I did that, and I came to this theater we record at UCB. The reason I came to this theater to begin with is somebody told me about the wrestling.
You came in right away with the engineer was your first character.
Well, I played Alf.
Oh right, you played Alf.
Because I owned an Alf costume.
Yeah, that's a given.
Right. That's how this league works. So wait, let's just explain what UCBW is quick.
Yeah, please.
And don't worry, we'll get into the hot WWE action, but you got to save some time for the indies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the only indies I know about.
Yeah.
Don't know Ring of Honor or Impact.
Right.
This is it, so.
At UCB is a comedy theater in New York, and there's a show every Thursday night. It's Thursday night at 11 p.m.
Right. It's two improv teams,
right.
And then we hosted a wrestling league around it, which grew more and more to the point where we were probably overtaking the show to a detriment.
Yeah.
probably never pulled back. And they still do it, right? I assume. Yeah.
I think they still do it.
I would. I would never give that up.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just so, you know, it was so funny. I always thought it would become like a, you know, a show or something because
I think we tried. I think at some point it's maybe too stupid. I think if it should have been 50-50 comedy wrestling, we were like 80% comedy, like 20% wrestling.
That's what I thought part of the charm of it was.
Absolutely.
Like how you said 80-20, 80 being comedy.
Yeah.
Like an example. Here's an example of something from UCBW. like one of the champions was a guy called Cake Face.
Right.
And he would come out, you know, they'd play his music. He would come out with his back to the crowd. Mm-hmm. And
face not with cake on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. He would be holding a cake. Mm-hmm. And before he would turn to the crowd, he would smash his face into a cake.
Every time, too. And I would go,
full cake.
Yeah,
every
he'd come
show.
Out and go, oh my God, it's the champion. It's Cake Face. And his face has no cake on it whatsoever. And then, there he is. Oh my God, cake is everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And his what was his finishing move? The Baker's Dozen, I think. He would just hit you 13 times.
Yeah, he would put you in the mixer, he would hold his hands out like like you do a child if you want them to score a basket.
And then the other wrestler spins.
Yeah, and the other wrestler spins in it like it's an automated Cuisinart, whatever.
He wore an apron. He had the Dutch oven,
right.
So he just duck you under the apron.
So you get the idea.
You got that right. Yeah,
you get the
alcoholic wolf.
Oh yeah,
so many good ones.
Yeah, it was great. And there was one of the funny things is one guy, Mars, who was just super athletic and actually just a good wrestler.
Great wrestler.
Mixed in with like me.
Could be a legitimate like
would play Alf.
Right, yeah.
It would be this guy
he was the champion. He destroyed everyone. It was a lot of fun.
That was great. Anyway, so that's how I came to UCB, and then I was like, "Oh, I'll take improv class." And I was like, "Ooh, improv class. This is not as fun as the fake wrestling."
Right.
But then I stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's how we know each other. But yeah, so wrestling. What's your we're gearing up. Hey, if you haven't checked out our Dolph Ziggler episode, let me mention this.
It's
quick.
A great episode.
Check it out. Last week was Dolph Ziggler. He came in here, and I thought I asked him some pretty tough stuff.
You did great. You marked out a little, but you had to. You acknowledged it.
I marked out. You know.
You gotta.
Yeah, I mean,
Dolph, and he's awesome.
It's a really interesting relationship I have with him. Mm-hmm. Because I consider us legitimate friends. Like, he was at my wedding. Mm-hmm. We hung out after the show.
I have no idea. I did not know that. Yeah. I've done a show with him. He sat right next to me.
Right.
In one of your the wrestling shows you did at midnight. He's drinking a beer, and I felt so. I knew who he was, but I couldn't tell if he liked where he was. I knew he liked comedy, but it was also at 1:30 a.m. And I did not know your relationship. And in my mind, you just kind of asked him and he showed up. But now that helps
no, at
me,
that point, that was the truth.
Oh, okay.
But then since then, we've became friends.
That's awesome.
But I think it's funny because I can never I just straight up say to him, like, yo, I'm a mark.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you're actually a wrestler. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've worked with like some actual actors and like,
sure.
I've done some stuff where, and that. It does nothing for me.
Right.
The fact that you get in a WWE ring. Like, you've entered to WrestleMania.
Right.
You know, I've been there. I was there last year.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of over 100,000 people.
You're going again. I just watched that, by the way, which we'll get
32.
Into. Yeah. I got into 32. I tried 31, and I fell asleep halfway through it.
Oh, 31's great.
It is?
Yeah, especially.
I did Triple H Sting, and then I fell asleep once Rock came out.
No, forget the Rock thing. He does
okay,
a Rock Rousey
go.
Thing.
Good.
Watch the main event. It's actually my favorite main event. God, it's hard to compare. One of my favorite main events.
Okay. But it's the 32 main event is horrible.
Yeah, 32 main event is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
I didn't like it.
A lot of people think 32 was a bad Mania. I loved it because I was there. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, amazing. The spectacle of it was palpable.
I had a ball. Yeah. I had Intercontinental ladder match.
Yeah,
I like.
Ziggler's in that match.
I know. Why does Zack Ryder win that, though?
They do this thing in wrestling, and we can actually parlay that into some real stuff, but they do that out of respect. Like, wrestling's one of the best things about wrestling is actually is like a respect thing. But, I mean, look, you can compare it to UCB, right? Like, there are times at the theater where, you know, look, I know people who don't know what UCB is, but it's a theater culture. The reason I compare it to wrestling culture is because, like, it's just a small microcosm of the same thing where it's like there are people who get things that they don't necessarily have the ability to have.
Sure.
But they get it out of just respect as, like, a nod
longevity
for hard work.
Too.
Longevity,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I think that happens. He,
okay.
You know, so I think that's kind of like Ryder. He works his ass off. Like,
okay.
He's in diesel shape. He loves the business. He's passionate about
right.
it. He shows up early every day. He's one of those guys, you reward him for that work.
Yeah.
But, you know, he lost the title to Miz the next night.
See, I didn't. So I'm getting back into it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a month in.
But this is why I want you on the show.
Well, good. So But it sounded like I started asking questions and that I've watched for hundreds of years without knowing. But I'm 4 weeks in, so I'm still learning and catching up. And I'm having to make split decisions about whether I like someone or not.
Yeah. That's what I want from you.
Okay.
Because.
Oh, I have opinions on everybody. It's just like I don't know. But you're also swaying me, too. Like, it's like, I don't like the Sami Zayn. But I'm like, well, I think Dan Black likes Sami Zayn, do you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
but
I'm like, oh, God, I should like him, or I'll give him another chance because of something you've said, so.
Yeah, but that's why your opinion is valid, right? Like,
right.
If we want to get into Sami Zayn, use him as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Sami Zayn because I watched him come up in NXT, and he has a lot of indie cred. He was this guy, he was El Generico. He was almost like a UCBW character.
I looked that up, and yeah.
Yeah, he
it
would
looked
speak
ridiculous.
Like broken Spanish,
okay.
And like he wore a mask.
Right,
and,
half a mask, it seemed.
Yeah. And he was very over in the indie scene, so there's a lot of respect for him. But see, that's where my bias comes in.
Sure.
Because the deeper I go down the rabbit hole of indie wrestling and just general marketry, I think it, which is, that's a term I'm using now.
Totally got it.
Yeah, jabroniac is a term I made up.
I will never say that, but I may say mark. What's the word? Marketry?
I almost forgot it right.
Marketry. I'll say marketry.
When you go down a rabbit hole of marketry.
I got it.
Yeah. Guys, the t-shirts are starting to form. Starting to form. Marketry and jabroniac. All right, but so I think your opinion gets biased where it's like you start appreciating things where it's like you're too inside.
Or, yeah. Again, you're appreciating the longevity,
but,
and I'm appreciating them, like, I just saw you for the first time, and I have to make a decision whether I'm going to watch this match or if I'm going to care.
No, and that's valuable to me because WrestleMania season is not for people like me. Even though I'm going to WrestleMania and I'm going to spend every dime I have at WrestleMania, there's a reason that guys like Goldberg are headlining WrestleMania.
Sure.
Is it's about having that mass appeal, and it's to get you, someone like you, to get back in the swing.
Which I'm going to get. I've already gotten a sub for half my day on Sunday. I've got my girlfriend coming over. I said, we're going to watch 5 to 7 hours of this. And I'm excited, even though some of the matches, I'm like, I don't know how I can convince her to watch this or whatever. But I'm super, super excited about it. If you ask me in a month from now, like, hey, you should come on the podcast, I'm going to be like, I have not watched in a month.
Right.
But right now I'm like, I feel all in, or I'm at least all SmackDown in.
Yeah.
And I'm soaking it up, but then I'll still fast forward through, you know, the Alphas Uso match or whatever.
Right.
But
so see right there, I love American Alpha,
I like them, but I'm like, why is this headline? Why is this the last thing?
Yeah.
Of SmackDown.
So So I think it's like right now we're in that gear. I want to know, like, I'm interested in the matches that get you hot. You know, where you're like, I'm pumped for that, and I want to know if you're excited for the actual match or just, you know, I just want to know your whole feelings of it. But you had let's go through some of the Mania cards to see how you feel about it.
Cool.
The one specifically I want to ask you about to start is how you feel about AJ versus Shane.
I'm okay with it because you said to Dolph, and I didn't. Yeah. AJ's what got me into this. So your wrestling show about 2 years ago, probably.
Right.
It used to be all, you asked me to host it or do announcing, and it was all real wrestlers, you know, impersonators or whatever.
Right.
And I remember I didn't know anyone, and you were like, before the show, you were like, we have this guy, Randy, he's playing Randy Orton, he's going to RKO people out of everywhere, and just you sell those RKOs. And I didn't know one word you were talking about.
Yeah.
And then Bray's entrance with the Fireflies, I was like, I have no idea what this is. And he like leaned over and he was like, he's Bray Wyatt, he's part of the Wyatt family, it's Fireflies, super cool. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I felt so lost.
I said, he's super cool. He's super cool.
Well, you said something you said, we're like, he's great or whatever it is. But or whispered in my ear. And I had nothing. So it took another year. So this last one you had about 5-6 months ago or 6 weeks ago, I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch Raw and SmackDown that week and know the wrestlers. And Raw was such a struggle to get through.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care. And then I watched SmackDown. I was like, all right, I get it. And then the next week was that after Elimination Chamber? I don't know. Bray came out, did his speech.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right. And then the next week, they had the 10-man Battle Royale, which it should have been 8. I don't know why Kalisto or Mojo is in that.
But,
I guess you got to fill it out. But I was like, oh, my God. I loved it. And AJ's music hit and everybody's music one after another. Like, I was like, I'm sold. And you said to Dolph too, like, you like the music and the pageantry and the costume, like that's what kind of hooks me, and then the wrestling, I'm into it. And then I went home and I went to dinner and said to my girlfriend, I was like, there's this wrestler, he's named AJ Styles and he's awesome and he's just a performer, he's from Georgia. Like, and she's like, all right, I don't know what you're talking about. And then the next week I was so excited to watch, and then I'm in. So that's what got me in. So,
a lot.
Yes. What?
No, you said a lot of things in there that you maybe, like, a lot of things you said are very interesting to me, even if you don't realize it.
Well, the AJ match, at first I was like, I didn't want a triple threat of AJ, Randy, Bray.
It wouldn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense. And I think the triple threat's already a gimmick.
Yeah.
Or it's already kind of like, we got to throw everybody in here. I mean, the tag team, Anderson Gallows is already doing their triple, right? The women's and Raw's triple. It's like, I didn't want that. But it's like, who does AJ fight? And then I was like, I don't want him to fight Shane. You saying to Dolph, would you take a bump off Hell in the Cell? And him going, maybe. And I was like, I got to go watch that. So I watched all of that Mania. And I was like, oh my God, Shane took the biggest bump. And then there was another something. He took a huge bump off
Titantron.
Yeah. Or that.
Was he against Jeff Hardy, maybe?
Jeff Hardy. Survivor Series, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, Survivor Series 2016. Yeah. He did one onto the table.
Yeah, onto the table.
And I was like, he takes a beat. He got his ass whooped in both of those. So I'm like, all right, I can do it. And AJ,
he got his ass whooped on Tuesday, on SmackDown.
Absolutely.
There's no way that, even though it wasn't a jump off a cage, there was nothing to shake your head at.
Yeah, which I love AJ. Even then, I was like, all right, AJ, chill out, which is like good story. It's getting me involved there. I don't know why they had a camera inside the car.
That's something I wrote down. Why would they have that angle?
I don't know. That makes no sense.
No,
how dashboard cameras work.
No, that camera was also from the, it was like from the perspective of the back of the headrest.
Right. It made no sense. Yeah.
You would never have that angle.
Maybe AJ planted it there. Maybe he's a next level.
Yeah,
thinker.
Or maybe there's just no explanation.
But I'm excited. I think it can be a good match, and I think AJ can sell anything or make anybody look good.
Well, so Shane has a real ability for like taking a beating where to the point where you go like, oh fuck,
right.
And then you get invested in the match because it feels like, oh man, they're like, you know, it's fun to see Shane like actually just get in there and play wrestler,
right? But I don't want that to be like, I want that to be the third to last match, but I know it won't be. I know it'll be probably in the sun and the daylight, and I want it to be kind of when the sun's coming down match. But
totally, one thing that the sun is an issue, especially as a fan. I was at 31, and I was sitting in the sun,
right,
and it was like, oh fuck, like I was baking. It was terrible.
I couldn't imagine. Again, I watched I've watched the Sting and the Triple H match. That's right.
Yeah,
two or three times. I'm like, why is this during the day?
Yeah.
It just made it look weird.
If it's on the West Coast, it has to be during the day.
I guess so. Oh, it was in San... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Orlando one will probably start a little later, okay. So that'll probably be better. But, like, Bray Wyatt entered, like, during the day.
Oh, God.
It looks horrible.
Right.
Yeah, so a couple things you said. One thing you said that I found interesting is that you were like, oh, the first week I watched, I was like, okay. Second week, I was like, all right. Then the third week, you're in. I think that's the deal with wrestling.
And it kind of happened. I kind of went... Am I excited for SmackDown tonight? Because I kept just kind of I have all the channels on my computer and wherever I am.
You're a thief.
Yeah, so I can – well, no, I pay for it. But money. But I just flip around. I'm like, oh, what's going on? What's on? And then one week I was like, oh, SmackDown's coming on. And I was excited about it. And it was kind of like, what am I – am I into wrestling? Because I was a fan growing up. Hillbilly Jim was my guy.
Yeah.
Got out of it once I discovered marijuana.
Yeah.
And then all through college, I didn't. After I graduated about 98, I got into it again for about 2 years. And then hadn't watched for about 15, 16 years. And then it's like, what am I doing? And then my main thing was, how do I sell this to my girlfriend who we watch TV with? And I've gotten her into the women's matches. She has a Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss hoodie. After only 3 weeks of watching, so
that's pretty great.
Yeah,
I'm actually pretty jealous of that.
Yeah,
my wife hates
this shit.
You say
it all the time. You said like you try to show her a Kalisto thing, and I'm like, she wouldn't get into the women's or
no. I tried to get her to watch like the whole women's revolution,
right.
And she couldn't even get into that.
Yeah,
she couldn't even like. She also likes MMA and like still would like for 1 second pretended to care about Ronda Rousey, but never
that's
wanted
funny.
To stay up for her
I
fights.
I was watching MMA.
Yeah.
And now I had the opportunity to watch this last one. I'm into wrestling now, and I was like, I'm kind of bored of MMA, which is a weird thought process.
MMA, because it's look, I say that I talk about this in my stand-up even.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, MMA, you go watch an MMA fight, like you know who's going to win.
Right.
It's going to be one of the two people in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With wrestling, you're like, who the fuck will win? Like, do you know who wins 31? You know who wins the main event?
No.
At 31? You haven't watched it yet?
Oh, 31.
WrestleMania 31. Do you know who wins the main event?
Triple H?
No, the main event is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Do you know who wins that match?
No.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The winner is
I fell asleep
not even
31.
In the match.
Right, okay.
You talk shit about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, it's fake. It's like, yeah, it's fake. That's the check mark.
Right.
That's the plus, is that because it's fake, you use the word fake, you could be creative,
right.
And you can make creative decisions that can't happen within the realm of actual sporting events. Plus, they toe the line of it being real by how much these stunts are like.
Right.
Are you're like, man, that guy could die.
Yeah.
And I watched a guy get paralyzed in front of me. That changed the end of that match.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I to me, wrestling is so alive in a way that sports can never be.
Sure.
I
think we have similar excitement.
Yeah.
I'm not at the level of fandom you are, but
yeah.
I'm enjoying the ridiculous.
Oh, you're a jabroni. You'll get that.
Well, I'm enjoying the ridiculousness of it right now for myself and what I'm putting my girlfriend through watching a match here and there.
Like, yeah.
And I don't know why. It's just funny. Like, I made her watch the entire Royal Rumble from this year. I don't know why. And when Jack Gallagher comes out with an umbrella, I'm like, look at him. This is ridiculous. And, and like, I thought she was having fun. But then I'll try to like watch a tag team and she'll check out. And I'm like, oh, I'm checking out too. So
yeah,
I'm very finicky right now, but I like what I like. And I'm having trouble kind of pushing myself beyond. Like, it was a struggle to get through Raw this
week. Check out the Young Bucks on
YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I have actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can watch them actually Saturday night. There will be a PWG.
If you're willing to venture out.
Yeah. So that's something interesting. Like wrestling. I think that like you, it's hard to show somebody wrestling and be like, here, watch one thing and then like it. I think the thing about it is that it has story and it has backline. And it has universe.
Well, and that's what I wasn't going in about watching this wrestling. I was like, watch these entrances. Listen to this music. Look how bitchy Alexa is. Like,
yeah.
Look how like awesome she plays her character. I kind of went into the theatrics and the ridiculousness of it in a good way, in an entertainment way, not in a wrestling stupid way, just so you don't beat me up. Yeah.
No, it's okay. You can you speak your mind.
I am.
All right, let's get into some of the some of what's going on.
Let's do it.
I'm glad to have you back in because I want to know how you feel about wrestlers and like what your questions are.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's start with SmackDown because you're more in SmackDown.
Huge.
Look, SmackDown is the better show. There's no question. It's so fun. Yeah, it's better.
I think when I wake up on Tuesdays, I look forward to it 6 weeks in. I mean, it's exciting.
So. Yeah, I think Raw, I had a good time with Raw this week, but really all the good shit is on SmackDown right now. Do you watch Talking Smack at all?
I do. I watch it.
How do you feel about Talking Smack? Because I'll tell you my opinion on Talking Smack. So I think Talking Smack is amazing.
Yeah.
I think I think the way you should look at Talking Smack is that SmackDown is a 2.5 hour show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's required viewing to get the full SmackDown
experience. You don't think it's a little bit cringy that it's off the cuff and that they kind of toe the line? The Alphas that came on a couple weeks ago, and they're talking about Gable being back in the arena where he won his championship, and he drops all character and he's just like, yeah, it was really great. And then Daniel goes, but what about the Usos? And he goes, these Usos. You know, it's like he had to get back into character.
I like it, but I understand that I've seen examples of that where it's bad.
Yeah.
Where they're breaking kayfabe. But I think that's kind of cool because WWE has so much control. They clearly are not controlling
about that.
Talking Smack yet. Mm-hmm. And you'll see once they get their hands on it, we'll miss when it was like, oh, that's Chad Gable.
Right.
He made a bad choice, but that's the choice he made. You'll miss that.
It does make me go like, oh, I did kind of like him after that, but it is kind of hard to watch in a weird way.
But, yeah, totally.
But I like Daniel Bryan, he sometimes is ironically detached. He sometimes doesn't want to be there, it feels like, or he's like, let's get through this, or it's like he's laughing at the fact that we're talking about this again or something. But when I see it come up on the network, I'm like, oh, yeah, Smack's on or something. But
yeah, but he like Daniel Bryan, sometimes he's like, it's like, but lately he's been really good
because
he's setting up for the Mania storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like he's got like an objective.
He's excited,
and he's sticking to it.
Right.
But like everything Miz does on Talking Smack is fucking awesome.
He's killing it. I know.
Yeah. Miz is great. But one thing they did this week that I thought was like next level but it tied into this week, was they had the exclusive video of AJ Styles in Gorilla.
Which is great, yeah.
Right, and he pushed Shane.
Because I was about to say, when do you start this story? When do you start this match?
They started that feud
together?
Talking Smack.
They started, I think even 205, they started and said, we have it, we're not going to go to it, but then stay tuned for Talking Smack, and they did it. Like, even queuing that up and knowing that enough fans are going to watch it, and to have that footage that they can refer to the next week on SmackDown and just do a callback to, I thought was cool. But now I've seen that like 4 or 5 times. But
totally.
Yeah.
I like when wrestling functions more like a little bit more like real sports, mm-hmm. in the sense that like there's like a news
cycle.
Well,
that's what it had that feeling of it, where it wasn't like, oh, we got to fit this into the
It doesn't
last
have to be
two.
When you watch it. Right. You're like, shit happens. Like when a belt, NXT sometimes will change belts on house shows.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that, like, in not even on camera.
Yeah.
And then you'll read a headline, like, Finn Balor drops the title to Samoa Joe. And you're like, it makes your house show
at a house show?
Yeah.
Right.
They'll drop the – but then when
then
the show starts, they'll show that match. They'll record it, or they'll show some footage and be like, hey, it's shifted.
Right.
I think
don't you
cool.
think they had to they had to record that or show it when they did because they couldn't tag it at the end of SmackDown because they have a hard out at 10, right? Where Raw can go over. So they can't risk such an important video not being seen. I mean, they cut Shane halfway through his sentence today.
Last week. Do you notice that Daniel Bryan starts SmackDown a lot of times on the phone? Like, who the fuck is he talking to?
Is he talking to Shane?
I don't know because maybe he's talking to Shane. Or I thought he was talking to Brie Bella. Like, my brain immediately goes to his wife. Honey. That he's just, like, telling her the card for the night.
Right. That's cool that she's into it then.
He just starts it just being like, yeah, tonight, and we're going to have, then we're going to have. Mm-hmm. And he's clearly talking to no one.
Yeah.
But he's like... Because some actors
funny.
Are great.
He just walks around backstage doing stuff.
Yeah, he's doing the best work he's done. He's doing some good work right now. But he's doing some good work right now in the sense that, like, something you get from Daniel Bryan is that he's a wrestler who's, like, so... He's so beloved, you know? And also his story is so tragic.
Right.
And it's constantly referenced.
Do you think he teased a comeback? Last week?
When he said a year and a half. He was like, give me a year and a half. I think we'll see Daniel Bryan versus Miz as the main event of a WrestleMania in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. There's no way he's retiring.
Wow, that's a lot of faith in Miz.
Oh.
Longevity.
Miz doesn't, he's never been hurt in like 12 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't wrestle hard.
He busts his butt
That's where their whole beef started, is that Miz doesn't wrestle that hard.
Right.
He's not really a great wrestler, but he's actually.
I like him. At first I didn't like him. Now I like him again.
Well,
that's a 3-week turn.
Let's talk about the Miz.
Yeah, let's do it.
While we're talking about Miz, is because I think right now it's like, I really underestimated. I've been hearing for months that they're going to do this mixed tag match.
Sure.
And I was like, ugh, what a waste of the Miz.
I mean,
and
does Maryse
Cena.
Even wrestle?
She did. She was a wrestler.
She did. Okay.
Yeah, she was Divas champion. For,
right.
But she's been gone for like a while, a long time. And she wasn't good. It was she was hired because, like, that's fucked up. But she was like a hot chick. You know what I mean?
Right.
They hired her.
It just feels such a waste of.
Here's the thing about Miz. Mm-hmm. I was saying today that I think Miz is like a perfect heel wrestler. You can make the argument he's like a perfect wrestler.
Right.
Because you can't say that because of his in-ring work. But if you want to say he's a perfect heel wrestler, he's incredible on the microphone.
He's great. His music is perfect for him.
Yeah.
His point.
But you believe he's an asshole. He feels like an asshole. He really is like a D-list actor.
Right.
Which is like, everybody hates a D-list actor who's like self-important, but you're like, come on, man, you're a D-list actor.
Right.
He has like a Melania Trump wife.
Yeah.
Which is
and people can always get on the mic and say, you did tough enough and you were handed a chance and
because
he
was like
indie
and real world.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
He main evented a WrestleMania like way before he should have. Mm-hmm. He went to get Cena. It was like known as like, it was like, why are they doing this? You know, he has everything he does feels work shoot. It all feels like it might be real. Mm-hmm. It feels like John Cena actually hates him. It feels like Daniel Bryan actually hates him.
Right.
It feels like his wife has beef with all the women. Like, he's everything right about, like, it's right because he's authentic.
Yeah.
He's actually married to that woman.
I've come around.
Everything about him is real, even though it's fake.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know when they team somebody up they give them a hot valet,
sure.
And like, but they're not married. Like, they're actually married.
It's like Rusev and Lana? Yeah.
Well, they have a stage marriage, but they're legit married, but so I was just thinking about why Miz is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hated him for so long. He had like 10 years in WB when we're all like,
why do you say WB?
Oh, yeah. So that was a knock you. First off, WWE is not that easy to say for me.
Sure.
Is it
WWE?
WWE.
Yeah.
Is that easy for anybody to say when you're trying
not
to go
at, all.
At radio speed?
No,
WWE.
No. WWE.
And then
it kind of is easy for me, actually. I can do it.
Do it.
WWE.
WWE.
All right.
WWE.
So do you just say WB?
Yeah, because I think from Long Island, we try to like shorten everything.
Right.
You know, everything is just like quicker.
Sure.
And none of it, we can't say any of
you
those words.
You can't say WE. That sounds weird.
WE.
Yeah, that's weird.
WE.
Yeah.
Like familiarity, like words like that. Like, no one has patience for that in Long Island.
No. You like, say familiarity.
Yeah. Familiarity. Similarity. It's good heel work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just digging it. But just like they've turned this match into a match that I'm excited for.
Right.
Even though What is no fucking
stakes?
No,
I'm excited.
These are two guys who should have belts.
It's hard to name a SmackDown match I'm not excited for.
How do you feel about the female match?
Hey, love it. Great. Love it. I'm a huge Becky fan, Alexa fan.
So you're big. Alexa Bliss, I'm a big fan of. Yeah. Becky, I'm not.
I know you. I know you're not, and I disagree with you.
Yeah.
She was the first, like, her music. That's what got me into it. Everybody's entrances.
The music's good.
I dug it, and then I liked her.
Okay,
I liked her whatever that first match is.
Her thing is like she's like steampunk, I guess.
Yeah.
Why?
But she doesn't really do it that much. I think she's gotten away from it.
Why is she wearing those goggles? Is that?
That feels like character push that she's sort of embraced, but not really. I mean, she doesn't really even do the goggles that much.
But let's think about it like in terms of like Becky Lynch. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I liked her a lot when she was coming up in NXT, mm-hmm. and then I feel like she's like all the other women that surpassed her in character development,
right?
So, like, Miz, right?
Yeah.
Miz wears this stupid... He wears a suit, and he wears this stupid button that's, like... I don't know what you call it. He has, like, it's a little pendant, and then it has a gold chain, and it connects to the tie.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. And, right?
But that's awesome. That's ridiculous. Anything ridiculous, I love it. Okay.
All right. But why do I like it?
Because it fits her character.
He's a fucking asshole.
Jerk. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course he saw that. It's like it's like Fugazi. He saw that it's fancy, and he's the guy who's like gonna get like when Prada comes out with those. He wrestles in Prada boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh,
so the steampunk.
It's random.
Yeah, but it's interesting enough, and it's just something. I don't know. It to me, for one, she was the first woman entrance I saw in wrestler in match, so I'm kind of like
biased.
I just liked it. And her music,
I want to like her. Like, it's like she has the orange hair. It doesn't tie in. I like.
She's not even wearing steampunk anymore. It's all black and kind of cool. And
do you like her in ring gear?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I wish she would stop doing that little hop off the ring to a little kick to the belly.
Yeah,
but her matches are predictable. She does arm drag, and then she'll do that, and then
Sometimes I feel like an asshole because I knock her in-ring gear, and I'm like, oh, I clearly just want her to dress sexier.
I
don't think it's that. It's just part of the thing is that she's in, like, awesome shape.
I think it's the same thing
as, like, a guy being, I think guys should have their fucking shirts off.
For one, my girlfriend loves Becky, too. I mean, wears the hoodie, has been stopped in the street and gone, like, Becky Lynch. So I don't know. I just mark.
I'm interested in your point of view on her.
Yeah.
She's definitely good. It's just on the mic, and I'm not that, you know. She's got work.
Name another SmackDown match. Let's see.
All right. So.
Bray Orton. Love it.
Yeah. The Bray Orton segment. I mean, I'm a big Bray Wyatt fan. Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt, you're kind of just coming in. Bray Wyatt has been, like, so shafted by WWE for so long.
Okay.
He's just been, like, job to the Undertaker. He lost to Cena, Undertaker at Manias, mm-hmm. and he's, like, a young guy coming up.
Right.
And he's, like, has this great character, and he lost. And I think they're, like, really being, like,
But he's been a heel that people love.
I just
have rooted for him.
Yeah. But for a while, he was, like, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
His character's great. And he cuts promos. You're like, I don't know. They're kind of nonsensical.
A little long, yeah.
But I can't shake the thing of with this going into this Mania. Why I asked you about the Shane AJ match is that like this Bray Wyatt doesn't really feel like the champion to me. Like
he won it at Elimination Chamber.
He won
it
at Elimination Chamber,
but
AJ is the champion.
He hasn't defended it, has he yet?
Well, no, he has not defended the belt yet, but they did a three-way match, I think.
Yeah
they did a three-way match that he won. It was Cena, AJ, and Bray, and Bray won. Bray pinned Cena.
Right.
And that's part of the brilliance of why the AJ Shane match is working.
Okay.
Is because they had a real slow build on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of AJ's beefs is like his rematch, because if you lose a belt, you get an automatic rematch.
Of course.
Was a three-way. Was a triple threat match, and he didn't get pinned.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Was that at Rumble?
That was after Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
You know? His rematch when he lost the belt.
Got it.
When he lost the belt was in the... He lost it at Rumble.
Right.
And then, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so how'd that feel? That knew that and you didn't and you're a super fan. I think it was after
Elimination Chamber, though.
No, I don't know.
No, 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 no. But,
I thought Cena won 16 at Rumble.
He did, but AJ didn't get his rematch until after Elimination Chamber.
You're talking about rematch. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, got
it. So his first rematch was in the chamber against six other dudes.
Yeah, so yeah, he bitched about that this week. Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. But that's like a great gripe, especially because he's a guy who, and authenticity is what makes all wrestling work.
Right.
Is when it feels real. We all feel like AJ's the best wrestler in the company.
Absolutely.
Right? Everyone knows that. He drew you in.
He did. He's my guy.
Right. Everyone loves AJ.
Without him, I wouldn't be here.
So it's like, then he every shot he gets, he beat that singles match against Luke Harper. Mm-hmm. He got the number one contender. He's like so shafted. And so he's taking out on Shane. They're making that work. It's like, they're mentioning what we're all thinking, which is why WWE is a lot of times two steps ahead of us.
Yep.
They're saying, he's saying, I should have a match at WrestleMania, which is what we're all thinking.
Through these I wish he would stop saying he won that Battle Royale, though.
He did not win that
Royale. No, and it's stupid to say it, but
it
yeah.
It is very heel to be like, it's clear, and they're missing that angle.
Yeah, of course.
That one angle that showed that he...
I thought it was fun.
This guy's like, Luke Harper's like 7 feet tall, and he falls first. His legs are clearly going to hit the ground first.
Right. I love Luke, too. I don't know what they're doing to him.
I was hoping like they'd put him in that main event.
I feel like he was getting such a push... And a deserved push.
He's jacked right now. He's in really good shape.
He's awesome. His in-ring, I kind of cringe a little. I don't love big boots and big forearms, which he looks like
they're out of style.
He gets the hardest bumps off those. Like it feels like he's really hitting people.
He's pretty nimble for a guy that size.
Yeah.
The problem with him is he's always.
He doesn't
Bray Wyatt adjacent.
Is he known as a stiff or no?
I don't know. I've never worked with him actually, but I don't know.
Okay,
I imagine he is.
Yeah, but I love Luke. I love that match. I love the Royale, and then like for him, they're gonna stick him in what, the Andre the Giant probably.
They could throw him in the three-way. The problem is you can't, like you said, three-ways are a gimmick.
Right.
You got to be careful with them. But that one wouldn't feel gimmicky because he fits perfectly into the equation.
Right.
I actually thought they were going to have Luke beat AJ in that one-on-one and then add Luke Harper.
I did, too. I absolutely did, too.
Yeah. But back to what I was saying about Bray, and we can jump all over the place.
Yeah,
I think the AJ match is working because the thing is, like, why I'm the best guy in the company and everyone, and it's feeling authentic.
It makes sense,
and it's like, how come I don't have a match? And then it's like... It's Shane's fault. You don't have a match. Take it out on Shane.
Yeah.
Although I don't know why he's like, he'll throw Shane through a window, but he's worried about Daniel Bryan's health.
Right.
You know, he's like, you're too frail.
Yeah.
It's like, but one of them's an actual wrestler and the other guy is an executive.
Right.
It's fine. it's fine. That's almost like it's too nice, but I don't know why he doesn't just beat them both up, but whatever. And then Shane's the one who takes the match.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt, I've always said this about Bray. I was like, he doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you give him the championship, he'll immediately make sense.
Right.
Because he's like, okay, he's trying to be the champion.
Sure.
He's not just like doing his own weird thing where you're like, is he just a character? Is he like a Doink the Clown or whatever?
He's trying to justify it too, character-wise.
So now ever since he has that, so I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but Randy Orton came out, cut one of the most boring promos. Classic Randy Orton bores snooze fest.
When was this?
On Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You don't even remember.
No, I do.
Bray started. I'll say this, and you can respond.
Well, he kept repeating things he'd already said in the when he burned the house down. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, a viper. You can learn a lot from a viper. It's
right.
Like, I mean, it is good. That is like, okay, you're the viper because whatever. But
yeah, and you can't beat him, join him, then screw him.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like they kind of use that a lot with Bray Wyatt. They've used that before. Where people infiltrate. It didn't feel like that was actually his plan all along. Feels like they changed the booking. You know,
I thought so too.
Yeah, so. That's okay. I still like the match.
I do too.
I think that match is. I'm surprised how excited I am for it. It was the only way to make Orton winning the Rumble make any sense,
right?
Or be cool. But Bray, like when he's like rubbing the dirt on himself, and he was baptizing himself in Sister Abigail. I was like, this is like scary. I like this. It's fucking. This is like
you said. You don't like it?
No, I do.
Oh yeah, I did.
I did. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Right.
This guy's just going off the deep end, and he's gonna walk into Mania with the belt around his waist,
right?
And this guy's like a fucking. He's like a horror.
And the soul of Sister Abigail inside of him.
Yeah. The problem is that, like, Randy Orton is not scared of him at all, where, like, everyone, including Brock, wrestles Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone is scared of Undertaker.
Right.
Braun Strowman is scared of Undertaker.
Right.
So they should be a little scared of Bray. It should be like, is he going to cut my head off? Mm-hmm. Or like, even if you know you can physically beat him, you should be scared. He should have that.
It's not interesting that Bray's a little scared of Randy. He's going in there with the belt, a little afraid.
Is he? Are you seeing that? Because if it is, then
it could be. Yeah, absolutely. He's on the floor crying. Go, no, Randy, please don't. Please.
That is an interesting way to see it. Please. I think I write off Randy Orton so
hard.
He's
finally vulnerable. I think Randy got to him, and Bray's having to put on a little bit of a brave face going into Mania, but he's got him running scared a little, and he has no backup.
You know what? You're right, but I still think if it works for Randy, but still peripherally, people should be scared of Bray.
Absolutely,
it should be like when he walks by you in the back.
But maybe it's interesting that for the first time ever, people aren't.
Maybe,
and he's all alone. The point is, I think he's all alone for the first time ever.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I love Bray Wyatt. He's so good.
No, I dig him.
He looks so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know his father's IRS?
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah.
And his brother's Bo Dallas.
Yeah, Bo Dallas. Bo Jabroni.
Mm-hmm. I just learned that, so I dropped that on you.
Okay, so we moved on already from Miz, but Miz had a great dig on Cena where he's like, you don't get to make matches. Who are you, John Cena?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
That was.
Who'd he say that to? Great. Nikki?
Yeah. But I mean, he said it to maybe to Daniel Bryan.
I think he said it to Nikki.
Yeah, he said it to Nikki.
Yeah.
That's just the thing about Miz is like all beef on Cena. He's also the best. A lot of people have stepped up to the plate to rip Cena for having a lot of power. And Miz has done it the best. He did it better than AJ. And it's just unbelievable. If you get a shot at AJ at John Cena, you're guaranteed to have the best run of your life.
Absolutely.
God, you got to take your hat off to John Cena.
You got to make it last.
Yeah.
Too.
Great. So going through SmackDown, do you have more questions or should
no? I feel like
stuff?
We hit everything. Yeah, SmackDown wise,
we definitely hit everything good.
I thought.
Yeah. Oh, I just have a note here about the car cam, which you already mentioned.
Yeah. It's already. It's ridiculous.
So all right, cool. So SmackDown matches quickly. Mm-hmm. Mania. AJ Shane. I'm getting excited for that. I think it's. Again, hits that authenticity where, they did a really slow build. One nice thing I really appreciated and nuance was, Shane was the guy who thought AJ should get the title shot.
I thought
that was nice.
Even though
you knew it was like... You knew it, but it still was cool. It was like, hey, I was on your side. AJ's character of just... He's, kind of just, a fuck... He's almost like a frat dude at this point.
He's just this cocky, southern-y... Again, he's from Georgia. I'm... From that area, his character just feels like people I knew.
When you hear his voice, does it does
absolutely.
That comfort
oh,
you?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's just
that's interesting.
There's one when he's heading off to the Royale. I keep mentioning that Tin Man, where the Tin Man Royale, where he gets stopped and he says something like, "Hey, yeah, all right, I'm gonna get out there, get a little. Don't you love it?" Like he just yells at things. He just yells at people too. When he comes out and he's walking down the ramp, he's just yelling at people. And
he only knows how to yell.
But I like it. He just sounds southern to
Some
me.
Some guy from Georgia.
That's what it is. It's just I work my butt off and whatever. And I'm the best. It's just a little bit. It's authentically.
And then plus he's the best
to the
in-ring
next level.
Wrestler.
Oh, and he's super. It's just fun to watch too.
They say AJ can work a broomstick. I mean, it's funny because you say that his voice. I had to get past his accent.
Oh, okay.
I'm like.
To me, that's what got me in.
Yeah, because I'm such a stupid northeastern guy. When you hear a southern, you grew up with such a. We grew up with such a. Disrespect for the South.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
It's something I had to break.
Well, I didn't like the North, man.
Probably not.
Right.
But I mean, you did move up to New York, though.
Yeah, I did.
You spent most of your life in New York.
I did. I lost my accent, too.
Yeah.
It came back. Did you hear it? Maybe it's always there. All right.
I don't know. I just know that is your voice. But it's so interesting when I'm like, oh, that's not one of my guys. I couldn't relate to a cowboy at all.
Hillbilly
and
Jim.
And then George Bush didn't help any of that. That was just
Stone Cold, though, you dug.
I know.
He doesn't feel.
But even but Stone Cold
because he's two
characters. No. Same thing as it's a perfect analogy. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as because when you see a wrestler, you're like, that's my guy.
Right.
So it's like Stone Cold. Oh, he's a badass. You get past it. But at first, it's like, oh, this guy sounds different than me.
Right.
I don't know if I can relate with him. Not that I don't. I like Goldberg. A nice Jewish champion.
Yeah.
But now that doesn't come every once in a while. But I will be marking out for Goldberg.
Okay. No, I've never. I did not ever watch a second of WCW growing up. It seemed too, for one, I wasn't watching
it. Yeah, we'll switch to Raw. That's a good segue.
But it was so, it felt dark, NWO. It just felt dark. Like, it wasn't fun. And now it's, I do not understand. I do not care about Lesnar. I do not care about Brock. And KO, Kevin Owens, I'm sort of into only because you're so into him, but it's a hard thing. For one, I hate his gear. I don't like the way he looks. And I don't understand why he would drop the belt.
He wears the same shit Mars wore in UCPW.
But I don't get it. I don't understand why he wears basketball shorts. But I don't understand who, you know, Goldberg at Fastlane beating him in 30 seconds. I do not understand how that's good for anyone. Goldberg, it makes him look like he's afraid to take a bump, and it looks like Kevin Owens can't handle anything.
It wasn't good for anyone. What they were going for was a wash. They were just like, all right, Kevin Owens was distracted.
Right, of course.
We're setting up the other matches. We don't want to hurt Goldberg before Mania.
Of course.
He's 50 years old.
Got it.
Let's break his hip at Mania.
Sure, but now it's that's going to be the last match, right? That's the main event?
Yeah.
Because I do not care about Lesnar. Or that match.
Well, you're dipping back in an interesting time. Lesnar, you want WrestleMania 31, mm-hmm. You watch that. That's Lesnar probably at his wrestling prime.
Okay.
That'll probably be his...
What match is that? The street?
That's Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, the main event in Santa Clara or whatever. Wherever.
Yeah, okay.
It's supposed to be San Francisco, but it's where the 49ers play, which is like 5 hours outside of San Francisco.
Levi Stadium,
it's complete bullshit. Horrible stadium. Mm-hmm. They spent like bajillion dollars on it, and it's boring as fuck.
Right.
Even their fans feel that way, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. So right now Lesnar's been kind of like he did UFC again, so he's kind of out.
I saw
that
match.
You watch it 31. That you know, we have a Suplex City shirt. You know, you see that?
Yeah.
That happens in the main event of WrestleMania 31. Watch that match. He says it organically. Mm-hmm. He's giving a bunch of suplexes, and then he just goes. It's a close up on his face. It's like one of those amazing moments that it's just like he just said it, and unless it's work, but it doesn't feel that. And everyone starts chanting it, and it's now his catchphrase.
Right.
He just goes, Suplex City, bitch.
Right.
And then you're like,
boring
that's
to
awesome.
Me. It's like, again, I'm having to make split decisions on like, oh, I like this guy. I don't like this
guy. The cool thing about Lesnar is that he's like kind of, he's an anomaly. He breaks every rule. He has a contract. He wears a sponsor in WWE.
Which I had to look up because it was so confusing to me.
Yeah. He's a guy who breaks every single rule. Mm-hmm. CM Punk wanted a sponsor, and he's massive, and they said no. And like, it's one of the reasons that he left.
Sure.
But like, Brock Lesnar, no rules apply. He can go fight in UFC. Mm-hmm. He gets caught for steroids.
See, that makes me not want to like
him. Doesn't matter. No, but that's authenticity.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that like in wrestling, he's the champion? Mm-hmm. He skips pay-per-views.
Right.
You don't even have a title shot.
Right, right.
But then when he shows up, when you're watching wrestling and Lesnar's gone for 2 months and he has the belt, and then you're at a random Raw Raw and then his music hits, you're like, oh, fuck, Lesnar's back, you know? Because they have him for limited dates.
That's fun. Okay.
But also, he's like unstoppable. He beat the streak, and it was the best. It's like part of.
I did like Vince at Rumble McMahon's when he brilliant. Comes out and starts throwing people out.
Yeah.
I like
but right
that.
Now, he's not, he's going to win at Mania, and then we're going to see another.
And then Goldberg's
going to
be done.
I think so. Yeah.
Goldberg's going to go out career wise on a loss because he has to.
Most guys go out on a loss.
They just have to.
Wrestling, you go out on your back.
You don't just go like, I won. I'll give it back.
You should check that out. Speaking of Orlando's and Mania this year, one of my favorite matches is in Orlando in 2008. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the Flairwell match.
One of the questions I was going to ask is, what should I watch?
Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair. It's his last match. And Shawn Michaels beats him. But, it's a retirement match, It's like, if he loses, he retires.
Right.
Everyone knows he's going to lose. But, he's going to give him the last super kick to, you know? And he's not even blocking. He's just hysterically crying.
Right.
And just being like, give me the kick.
Oh,
like,
man.
My career's over. It's fucking amazing. That's, you can't get that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, I get douche chills even just thinking about it.
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah. No, that's my Junos. you bastard. That's a great match to watch. The WrestleMania 31 match.
Okay.
Have you watched WrestleMania 30?
No.
Daniel Bryan?
Nope.
Watch that.
Okay.
That's great. That whole card's awesome because that's also the end of the streak.
Anything past 31, I haven't scene.
WrestleMania 30, you should watch it. Ends of Streak. 32 is missable, except for you watch it, the spectacle of it. You know,
You were saying to Dolph about how fast forwarding has helped fandom.
Yeah.
And watching. I mean, even the network now, like having it, I'm just like. There's one night I'm just like, that's all I did. You know, it's like just pay-per-view to pay-per-view to pay-per-view. And I fast forward a lot. It's like, I don't like this guy or I don't like this guy or this is a match. And I'm like,
All right, let's fly through these. Didn't cover these Raw things.
Yeah, let's do it real quick.
So Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels match him. He shows up at that Roman. So Roman Reigns,
I liked that segment.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was cool because they cut the commercial. I watched it without commercials.
Okay.
But I noticed they cut the commercial. He's in ring after he squashes, I forget. It's Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Who's jacked to the nines.
Whoa. And is he a good wrestler? He seems.
I don't know. He got really jacked all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And like he's back on TV, but they can't handle. They don't know what to do with minorities.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with a guy. Like they're like, oh, let's pair him with Rusev, Bulgarian.
League of Nations.
They're like, oh, it's all the same. League of Nations. Like they don't know what to do with these two guys who are like actually ethnic. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like New Day, they're just like, what do we, let's just put these black guys together.
Yeah.
Look, they don't admit that. It's just, that's what it felt like. Yeah. Their gimmick was before they became what they are now, which is just like goofy themselves and authentic. They had them as a gospel.
So New Day and Bailey is one of the reasons Raw is hard for me because it feels like it's for the kids. It feels like it's to sell unicorn horns and hug T-shirts. And
New Day has become like a little bit of DX at this point, where they're like just hawking merch
of themselves. Yeah.
But they started being so like their origin. Like here's why this is an example of like why wrestling's a slow build and why it's hard to be like, hey, come watch wrestling with me. Like the only way to watch wrestling, Star Wars is not a great example because you can watch a standalone movie of Star Wars, but like if you watch I'm trying to think of something you got to get into. Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like, if you watch one episode of Game of Thrones, I think you won't get in the first, like, three seasons, I think you might be like, I don't know, the show's a little talky for me. It builds, you know?
Yeah.
Wrestling has that, like, universe aspect where it's like, all right, New Day. You think about the inception, the start of New Day. They were teased. They're like, oh, well, let's repackage these guys together. And they showed for like a couple weeks before they debuted.
Right.
They had like three black dudes, and they were behind with a whole full black choir behind them. And their music, if you listen to it, it was the same music they come out to now. And it was like, you know, they were like, oh, we're going to do like a gospel.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's their gimmick. Mm-hmm. We're going to be the New Day. They were like religious, I guess.
Right.
They were supposed to be like that. So they came out. It was a pretty inauthentic thing. They're like, oh, let's just. I mean, I don't want to judge WB too hard for this, but it's like I think they were like, let's give these black guys a black gimmick. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they came out, and no one liked it. Mm-hmm. They had like a full year of just being like, this sucks. This is horrible. They would say New Day sucks. You know, they go New Day rocks.
So you've watched the inception though of every like. Oh, they have a new gimmick, and now they have a new product.
No,
and now
they stayed the New Day.
Okay.
And then just like as it went on, then they became natural heel. They started, they were supposed to be faces.
Yeah.
They were trying to get everybody to clap, to music, and be fun, you know? And everyone was booing them. No one was interested. Then they were saying New Day sucks.
Yeah.
New Day sucks. And then eventually they got so over, they turned that into New Day rocks.
Right, okay.
Right. Then they just started being goofy, letting loose, being themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they started like getting on the microphone and just being like funny. And
killing
Yeah.
And so they let them be themselves?
But that took them like over a year.
Yeah.
And then now they're like one of the biggest things in wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's hard to explain that to somebody. Do you have to watch that week? It's incremental.
I had no idea. I just knew I tuned in to.
They're winning over arenas all around the U.S.
To someone wearing a unicorn and selling and bitching about an ice cream in a recipe. And I was like, what is going on?
Right.
And it's annoying if you're coming in cold, you know? Bailey's annoying if you're coming in cold.
I think Bailey is not working. How do you feel about Bailey?
I like when. The inflatables, I was like, all right, I kind of get it. But then I had no idea about hug T-shirts. And it is like, let's sell something for the kids, which I totally get. But I like Charlotte Flair. I like the Boss. Like,
yeah,
I'm okay with a triple threat match for that championship. But Bayley, for one, I don't understand how she has the belt and how she can defend herself. Having
Again,
the
they're
belt.
Doing a lot of weird things with the belt in WWE.
It makes no sense, yeah. You know, and why you have Charlotte lose at Fastlane to lose her streak when it seems kind of important when yeah. You can still sell a triple threat match at Mania if you want to and give it back to whoever you want, you know?
Totally. All right, back to this HBK segment because we got to get through it all.
Yeah, go for it.
So Reigns is there. He squashes Jinder.
Yep.
They play. They did the Undertaker thing. They're doing this a lot. One thing I'm getting very sick of the thing where somebody's music plays and they get just like completely distracted. Mm-hmm. It's like let's
But I love the music coming in.
Yeah, but they've used it like 5 times already.
Of course, it's such an easy thing.
Yeah, and it's just a great way to like, all right, they don't have to show up this week, but here's how we'll tease them.
Yep.
Like, yo, Undertaker, Goldberg, like, show up. WrestleMania is 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Be at Raw. Like, right. Come on, man. It's not that big a deal. Just get on the plane. Like, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Cool. So that HBK comes out. Thought that was really strong because that's another match. You said matches you should watch.
Yep.
HBK, Undertaker. They have 2 matches at WrestleMania.
I'll do that.
I think they're 2 years in a row. Undertaker retires Shawn Michaels.
Right.
They have a retirement match.
Done.
Watch that. Those are great. The first one's, I think, better. Okay. So HBA comes out and just like, yo, you're going against Undertaker Mania. Like, your attitude's all wrong.
Yeah.
The thing is, this Undertaker Reigns match, another match that I was like, I don't give a fuck about that. But now Reigns is booed to such a max. He's clear the heel in that.
Sure.
It's so fun to boo him.
I agree. Which I'm coming around to liking him, but I don't know why. Because at first I did not get it. And you mentioned it every time. The body armor makes no sense to me.
I know.
And
I mentioned it to Ziggler even.
Yeah, and I know you, but I don't know the Shield. I didn't know the Shield. I love Ambrose, by the way. I love the Ambrose Corbin match.
Yeah.
We forgot about that one, but I love that one. Really?
No, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a decent match. Ambrose does not do it for me.
Oh, I love Ambrose. Yeah. I bought his hoodie too.
Great.
Yeah, but I can't wear it because I bought the wrong one. And on the front it says, "This lunatic runs the asylum." So if I wear it, people think I'm the lunatic.
Yeah.
So it's gonna stay in the bag.
Yeah. But then how does Braun Strowman fit into that whole equation?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it also.
Because I love
like,
Braun.
What are we doing with him in Mania? Like,
I don't know.
He's clearly, like, one way to use him is like...
What
I
is
think,
he doing?
I think he could just, like, clean house there. That could be whatever. But
I
like,
mean, there's no way, because they're different brands, there's no way to work in an Eric Rowan, Braun, Luke Harper match.
Do they add him to... The only thing I could see them doing is adding him to the Taker match. Taker, Reigns, Braun.
But you wouldn't fuck with Taker's time there, you know?
I know, but if that makes me think that Taker can't actually go. I think that Taker actually is like
that's interesting.
Not in good enough shape to be like wrestling. And they're like, you know what? We'll make it a triple threat.
I like that.
Because then he could take a bump break.
We keep shitting on triple threat and then pitching it out.
I don't know. I mean, like Braun Strowman, it's just like, what do you do with him? Like, he's clearly in the mix there. They had him attack Roman two weeks before Mania.
Right.
Something's going to factor in
He'll come out during that match.
He might.
He has to.
But he's having a great year. He's awesome.
I love him. Yeah. That him in that Big Show match, I was like, this is going to suck. Did not suck.
Triple H, Mick Foley segment at the end of Raw.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins. I thought this was pretty dope.
Great.
I thought this was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, Seth Rollins, he's clearly actually hurt, but he's taking hits with
He's taking bumps, yeah.
Yeah, and he's taking, like, Triple H was hitting him with...
the
crutch.
Yeah, the crutch.
To his leg. Like, there's no way, as fake as that could be, that still has to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's bashing his knee with it. He must be in better shape than we think.
You think we'll see Seth for the next 3 weeks?
We pulled like a Willy
weeks.
Wonka, you know, where he's like, oh, he's on crutches. And then, mm-hmm. No, he's not. Yeah. He's great.
So we have, what, two more weeks of
programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got two more shows.
You think we'll see Seth?
Each. Where?
During those programs. I would lay low.
Oh, do you think we'll see? Oh, you think because he got beat, you think he'll lay
low?
I just think
you've set it up enough.
I think that they could
pre-tapes.
Yeah, I mean, I think next week maybe he could, cut a promo from the fucking rehab facility.
Yeah, right.
You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think playing the angle that like he's re-injured, but he's still going to show up.
That's good.
And he should show up to Mania wrapped.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
absolutely,
that'll be cool. But Triple H is so great mm-hmm. this time of year on the microphone. It's a bummer that he gets in the ring.
Yeah,
like he's so valuable to the company. But I'm excited. I get curious how you feel about Triple H. Does he excite you?
I
that
love
he wrestles?
Him. Yeah, I love him because.
I think he exists for people like you.
Yeah, well, and the last time I was a fan in the late 90s, he was the main guy. So he's one of the old. He's one of the holdovers. There's only three holdovers, you know, him, Big Show, Kane, and Undertaker, I suppose. But, I'm excited for this match. I don't know Seth Rollins. He's been gone. I haven't really watched a lot of his matches. I've watched maybe one or two. Maybe the Survivor Series match he was in, right?
He's awesome.
But I've become
He's
a
had
fan.
A really bad year. But if you can go back and want to talk about things to watch, go watch his – like all of 2000 like basically 2015 into 16 before his injury, he just kills it. He had like a 9-month streak as the champion or something, and he was – It was all like he's such a great wrestler. He's awesome. As a heel, he's so good. He's been a good guy.
Cool.
You missed his whole like weasel heel run.
I liked his ride along with Cesaro.
Oh, I didn't watch that. You watched that?
Yeah, I watched it.
I've never watched any ride alongs. Are they worth watching?
It just came on accidentally, and I watched it.
It's a good idea because these guys do drive together,
and it made me kind of like him because I hadn't seen him really wrestle. But I'm excited for that match.
Yeah, so Jericho's killing it.
Love it.
Jericho's
killing it. I don't get the KO thing.
Well,
but.
Kevin Owens is a big time indie wrestler. Like came in and he's like, and he's you know, I love him. I think he's fucking great. But I understand like he's the guy who confuses the most people who pop in.
At first, I was like, I do not like him, but you loved him, so I was like, I gotta give him a chance. I watched a Dean Ambrose tables match with him, and he sent. KO through two tables. I was like, all right, I can like this guy. And then the next time he comes out and he's boring, a little bit boring on the mic. And he's
Did you see a Cena match?
Basketball shorts, no.
You watch it. Watch his Cena feud last year.
This is great.
His first match in WWE.
I should be writing all these down.
His first match in WWE. You can just email me later. But first match on the main roster, John Cena was the United States champion. He was doing a thing called the Open Challenge where he'd be like, yo, John Cena, United States Open Champion. It starts now. Like, he would just come in the ring and be like, you get a title shot or whoever comes down.
Right.
And then one time, Kevin Owens answered. Kevin Owens
beat him?
Kevin Owens beat John Cena in his first match on the main card.
Yeah.
And
good
it's great
Cena
match.
Getting him over. That's cool.
Yeah. Part of Kevin Owens' thing is that like he is built like that, but he wrestles like he can do anything.
Okay.
He can flip off the top rope. He can he's just a great wrestler.
Yeah.
You know? And he's very much like hip with the new times. Like he used to wrestle here at PWG all the time.
Okay. You're selling me on him. See,
yeah,
this is helpful
for
me.
He's a great in-ring talent.
Right.
I think he's been hurt by what you can and can't do in like WWE, what they limit you. They allow the type of matches they'll allow you to have. You know, like AJ is fine because he does a lot of springboard stuff.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff that's like within the realm of what he pushes the boundaries in a way WWE likes. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Owens is like known for like a lot of like pile drivers.
Really? Yeah.
And shit that like is dangerous. Uh-huh. So I think a lot of that stuff he's had to limit, and he busts some of it out at pay-per-view.
Okay.
But I didn't think his title run was that great because I thought Jericho overshadowed it.
And I didn't get the whole friendship thing. So I watched the Festival of Friendship, and I was so confused and bored. But and then
I loved it.
I know you did. Your podcast. I was like, all right, I'm missing something. So in watching past pay-per-views, which I have, I've gotten a little of it. I mean, there's one at Survivor Series where they do a tag and Kevin Owens hugs him before, and I do not know why this is happening, but I get that it's been a long time building up to this. So
to wrap it up, the amazing thing to me is that like the Lesnar Goldberg match doesn't do much for you because I feel like that is like what's gonna my friends who like didn't haven't watched since Attitude Era.
Yeah,
I feel like they're gonna hear that and
be into it.
Yeah, a lot of the rumors are that like we're gonna see Rock at the end of that match and they're gonna set up Rock.
Does he come out every year? Is there a
pretty much
sort of?
But they think he's gonna come out in a wrestling capacity, like. He's gonna come out and maybe like Rock Bottom Brock Lesnar or something.
Great.
And then set up WrestleMania 34 will be Rock Brock.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, something like that.
I'd be into it. You think it'll be a long match though? I mean, does Goldberg take bumps?
I don't know what's going to happen in that match. That's part of what I like about a Goldberg match.
That's fair. You're because right. I just sold myself in a way. Okay.
Well, every match we go into that's a Goldberg match, like Goldberg-Lesnar, like in Survivor Series, the first one was like, what the fuck is going to happen? Now, in hindsight, we're like, oh, a Goldberg squash. A squash. What a great idea. The same way when Lesnar beat Undertaker at WrestleMania 30, no one expected that to happen. You're like, oh, okay. So now we quickly go like, oh, he can't wrestle. We shift our brains. But we're like, ooh, if you think about it, these Goldberg matches, except for the last one because they threw the title on him.
Okay.
Forget Fastlane. Fastlane was a dud. Everyone knows that. And Fastlane's always been kind of whatever. Yeah. That used to be Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Well, I guess they put it in that same spot here, but it's brand specific. But you're like, what is going to happen? Like, they have to have a match.
Right, of
course.
They
can't squash at Mania.
No, yeah.
But I imagine this match is going to be just like suplex, 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 spear,
jackhammer.
It's
going to
be
like,
and that's cool because we're going to see a lot of great matches before that.
In a way, what else can it be?
Right.
Yeah, except some strikes. And
I think they know that something has to happen big in it. Mm-hmm. So like it almost opens up the writing to see like Rock come out and set something up or see something that's like they can schmoz up that match because those guys can't wrestle.
Rock
like
has to come out at the end.
Yeah.
Because that's the end. Yeah, that's the final.
Or Kurt Angle or like something. Yeah, like, whoa, what's gonna happen? So,
and then Kurt Angle takes over for Mick.
That'd be really cool. I didn't think about that. That'd be great. Did you have any to wrap it up? Did you have any questions we didn't get to?
I kind of got to them all. My only other one is, who is Finn Balor, and why should I care?
Well, I think Finn Balor had one match.
Okay.
Well, I guess he had a couple.
Because I haven't seen one match of his.
He was the first Universal Champion. He was a big guy in NXT, big superstar. He was one of the guys in the Bullet Club. You heard of the Bullet Club?
Yes.
Yeah. He was on
your sleeve right
there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the. Yeah, I'm wearing my Cody Bullet Club shirt. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done much like to the point where like when he comes back, which will probably be the Monday after Raw. Mm-hmm. With Shinsuke Nakamura, probably.
Which I can't wait for.
Yeah, which is going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Does Bobby Roode come up too?
No.
You hope not, right? He should stay
down
there.
No. He's going to stay the champion of NXT for an...
Why? Because that's just where he belongs.
That seems to be the pattern. The pattern is you have a title match, like... With Kevin Owens. They did Kevin Owens, Finn Balor for a while.
And then he gave it
Kevin
up.
Kevin Owens was the champion. NXT,
he gave it.
Dropped the ball.
Got it.
They have NXT TakeOver on Saturday night before WrestleMania on Sunday. Finn Balor retains. Kevin Owens shows up on Monday. You know what I mean?
Cool.
That seems, he was already on Raw.
I'm all
so
for Nakamura to come up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. We'll guarantee see Nakamura. Roode is going to stay down to be the champion because they need to keep a champion down there.
Great. Nakamura go to SmackDown? He'll go to Raw, right?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see what they do with it. I think they need to put some talent on Raw.
I know.
Raw needs some talent.
I want to because
they're going to lose Goldberg and they're going to lose Undertaker right away.
You're right.
Coming off Mania.
The greed. I want to be greedy, though.
Yeah. I mean, SmackDown is they also – and John Cena is going to go away again
course,
for a little bit.
You're right.
So everything's going to get shuffled. There's a rumor they're going to do like a mini draft again.
Right. Well, that'll shift what I watch in a way. Wherever AJ
they
goes.
Need it. They need to move – Here's what they need to do. They need to move Alexa Bliss to Raw.
Yeah.
She needs to be fucking around with the real deal girls.
Yeah.
Because she's a real deal. That's the bummer about the NXT women's division.
But if AJ goes to Raw and AJ versus...
AJ has to go to Raw probably because we need to see AJ, Kevin Owens.
And AJ
see,
Roman, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing you haven't really got
Jericho
to see
Jericho
goes
yet. Away too, right?
After Jericho?
This. Yeah, after
yeah
this.
He's going on tour.
Yeah.
So he's going to lose at Mania. But is Kevin Owens, guys like Kevin Owens and AJ, who are just like straight up indie talents, you know, years on the indie scene. When those guys get in the ring, it's just like magic.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Because they, you know, yeah. But have you checked out what Matt Hardy's up to?
Only just from weird forums I've read, but I'm probably not even reading the right ones. But I just heard they're not. He just wants to. He probably. I don't know what he wants. Actually, no.
Just check it out. It's some of the coolest shit ever.
Okay.
Check out Final Deletion and just
in
look
match,
at this character.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah. He just had this thing where he had a match against his brother Jeff Hardy. He lost, and then he became broken.
Is
Matt
this
Hardy.
All at Impact?
Yeah. It was all at TNA, but they
Got
left
it.
TNA at this point. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know that. But all
just
right.
Check it out on YouTube. But like, he's just off the deep end now. He started streaking his hair white.
I saw
and
that.
And he's just crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, I'll send you an email on that stuff. Anyway. Point is, wrestling's exciting.
I'm excited.
All right, so I'm excited.
I'm back in.
Great. Hey, do you want to plug anything? You want to get anything out there?
Nah, man. I'm just having fun and being myself.
Yeah, man. Me too. Hey. Everybody, check out Dolph Ziggler episode.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start with. Maybe let's think about the T-shirts, Jabroniax, and what was the other one? Marquetry.
Yeah, Marquetry.
Marquetry. You gotta keep up with the Marquetry.
You should put them all in one thing. It's just like vocab checklist or something.
Yeah, it's called a wrestling vernacular.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Dan's vocab.
The most inside wrestling vernacular ever. Yeah. Hey, check out our Ziggler episode last week. Send it around to your friends. Tell your friends about the show. You can follow me on Twitter at DBlackAttack. Remember, Mania, I'm going to be doing a special WrestleMania episode recording right after Mania in Orlando. That'll probably drop on the Monday after WrestleMania 4-3. And you know what's going to happen. Something big will happen on Raw the day it comes on and won't be on the podcast. And I'm going to be like, I wish I had that, but I can't have that knowledge. Hey, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.